Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 184. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and I'm very excited for this episode. I'm going to make it intentionally a bit shorter because I want to talk about one thing, and it's one thing that I'm so passionate about. It's probably why a lot of the time when just like shit's hitting the fan, when everything's going wrong in my life, and I'm just cool as a cucumber, and people are like, Case, what the F? Like, are you a robot? How do you do this? That's probably why sometimes when people ask me for advice and I give them like ridiculously optimistic glass, super half full advice, they're like, wow, Case, where did that come from? That seems easier said than done. So I want to talk about literally kind of what my secret sauce is to being so hopeful in life. What enables me to strike out 11 times, but then be like, ooh, but that 12th time though. So you're saying there's a chance that, and it's a really, really powerful thing to me. And it's no BS. And as I talk about it here, it might initially seem like butterflies and rainbows, that it just sounds good, but I would never talk about fluff with you. I wouldn't do that to my homies. You know, I talk about things, I talk about mindsets that I truly, truly live by. And this is definitely one of them. It's the one. So screw it. I'll just hop right into it. No hype, no promo, nothing. So I'm talking about being self-made in this episode. Self-made. And not in the financial sense, not in the career sense, the entrepreneur sense, the Kylie Jenner sense. I'm talking about no BS, no fluff, literally being self-made, building yourself into who you want to be. And in the case of moi, your boy, if I turn inward, I'd say I'm self-made. I've built myself into quite the optimistic, glass half full, grateful for just about everything kind of dude. For the most part, that's who I am. I'm self-made in that sense. You know, I'm talking about you doing this as well. You deciding what you're made of, who you are, the direction you're heading, the person you become. I'm talking about what you do with the things that happen to you in life. Do they create who you are, or do you create who you are? Do you decide? I'm talking about, in plain English, being shaped by your past or being taught by it. Shaped by your past or being taught by it. And this is such a big thing, such a powerful thing. And I really want to express how passionate I am about it. So I'll keep this short. Otherwise, I'll start feeling sharing time and then I'll lose what I'm talking about. So I'll keep it short. Self-made. I advocate for a self-made mindset that says, my past didn't shape me, it taught me. My past didn't shape me, it taught me. I decide what to do with my past. I decide what to do with those experiences, that perspective. And I decide that it doesn't shape me, it teaches me. And that might not sound like much, but it's a big thing, my friends. It's such a big thing. It's the difference between the following things that you might say. And I think you could probably really relate to these if you're honest. It's the difference between saying things like, that relationship broke me. I'll never love again. I'll never trust again. That failure, that embarrassment, that rejection, it defined me. It broke me. It broke my passion. It broke my dreams. Or saying, you know, I've spent a lot of alone time lately. Therefore, I am a lonely person. I don't have many friends. Therefore, I am a loser. I am a loner. It's like saying, my poor relationship with my parents means I don't know what it's like to have family or support or love. It's like saying, those events, those experiences shaped me. They made me who I am. Right? Feel me? I think a lot of us say things like that. Those things that have happened to you, that they shaped you. They made you who you are. But I think there's such a big difference between shaping and teaching. And I say, hey, those things didn't shape you. They taught you. You might say, that relationship broke me. I'll never love again. I'll never trust again. No, that relationship taught you what you deserve. You might say, that failure, that embarrassment, that rejection defined me. It broke me. It broke my passion and my dreams. I say, no, that failure, that embarrassment, that rejection, it made you realize how important your passion is to you. It taught you the value of patience. You might say, you know, I spent a lot of time being alone. I'm a lonely person. I don't have many friends. I'm a loser. I'm a loner. I say, no, you're not a lonely person. Your alone time has taught you what it's like to be independent. It taught you the value of friendship. You might say, oh, my poor relationship with my parents means I don't know what it's like to have family or support or love. I say, no, that lack of love and support taught you the value of it, the importance of it, how important it is. Do you see the difference? The difference between saying that your past shaped you and saying that your past taught you. I think when you can rise above and say, my past taught me, not my past shaped me, that, my friend, is when you become self-made. That is when you say, I am self-made. I decided what to do with my past. I decided what to make of those moments. Me, I, moi, you know, not them. Not that person who rejected me, not my parents, not that devastating loss, not my boss, not that random person on the internet, me. I get to decide because I am self-made. I am self-made because my past doesn't shape me. It teaches me and I decide what it teaches me. That's it. And I'm very, very passionate about this idea, clearly. It's honest, truthfully, what drives me. This is why I can look at any BS that happens to me that has happened to me, and I can be grateful for it because I want to be self-made. I demand to be self-made, frankly. I demand to be in control. And I can look at all those things that have happened to me and say, taught, not shaped. And I can say, I'm not going to let something bad happen to me, rejection, loss, whatever. I'm not going to let it have its way with me. I'm not going to let it decide who I become. I say, hell no, hell no. I am going to decide because I demand to be self-made. And again, this sounds high level, but I'm just a dude being a dude. And this is real stuff. And because it's real stuff, we all have this ability. It requires us to rise above our emotion, requires us to be strong and centered, but we can all do this. We can. We really can. I really think so. And the way that I think about this is we can all do this. We can all learn the difference here between being shaped and being taught because we know the difference between connection and attachment. And I've heard this talked a lot about lately, connection versus attachment. And usually you hear this talked about in regards to a relationship. But here I'm talking about connection to your past versus attachment to your past. That simply put, when you're attached to your past, you let it shape you. But when you're just connected to it, you decide what to do. You decide what it can teach you. And attachment versus connection is the line between letting the wind of your life decide who you are versus being self-made. Connection to your past allows you to become self-made because you don't become blindly attached to it. You don't let it define you. And that is it, right? That's the difference. That's the key to being self-made. That's the key to making the most of your past rather than letting it make who you are. Feel me? I'm so passionate about this. And sidebar, you should text me so we can connect more on this. Ha, I snuck in my little promotion here in the middle of the episode, the old bait and switch. But seriously, text me. I'm committed to responding to everyone. My number is in the description, 312-584-4002. Holler at me. We could talk about being self-made. But seriously, I really think a positive, optimistic, glass half full mentality towards life comes from almost exclusively this idea of being self-made. It comes from a sense of stubbornness that you demand to be self-made, that you demand to be active, not passive. It comes from saying, I'm going to think for myself. I'm not going to allow something from my past to define me so passively. I'm not going to blindly attach to it. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be connected to it so that I can decide what to do with it. I'm not going to forget about it. Definitely not, but I'm not going to let it shape me. I'm going to let it teach me. Shape versus teach. And I really don't think this is oversimplifying life. I don't think it's too optimistic or too like overly glass half full. Again, this is coming from me. This isn't coming from some dude who like has lived a completely untouched privileged life, who doesn't know the reality of the world. So you can't, I don't think you could be like, hey, this isn't realistic. Like for sure, vulnerably, like I'm grateful for my life and I am privileged. Absolutely. But I have plenty of firsthand dark experience with loss and rejection and health and failure. Like I know that firsthand, nothing extreme. And obviously I have so much empathy for people who have had so much worse and I've been completely down and out. But I can honestly say that demanding to be self-made, demanding to be taught and not shaped, demanding to be connected, not attached, that's the difference between being like adrift in life and being the driver in life. Seriously, the self-made mindset is a warm mentality to always have. It's always there and it always makes you in charge. It's like you're always walking around saying, I am the captain now, you know, and it makes you realize that. It makes you realize that you can handle anything because no matter what happens, no matter the absolute ball of shit that's thrown your way in life, no matter the scenarios you're placed in where there's literally nothing you can do, no choice you can make, you do always have the choice to be self-made. You have the choice to decide what to do with that event, that person, that circumstance, that experience. You can always turn to yourself, look yourself in the mirror, you beautiful person you, and say, I am determined to be self-made. And that's it. I'd really encourage you to be honest with yourself and take a look at whatever it is in your past that you might be hanging on to, whatever it is that you've let shape you, define you. It could be a relationship. That's a big one, of course, a relationship that went bad fast, you know, getting cheated on, blindsided, or it could be like a repeated pattern of bad, short, hurtful relationships, being ghosted, used, disrespected. Could be that. Could be from pain from some loss or rejection, self-consciousness from appearance or personality, something someone said in junior high, something someone did to you a long time ago, that time you were just massively flattened, rejected, anything like that from your past. Think about it and ask yourself, am I attached to it or am I connected to it? Have I let it shape me or have I let it teach me? And you should be open and honest. Ask yourself that. Try it. Seriously. And then ask yourself, do I want to be self-made? Do I want to decide who I am, who I become, how I see the world? I'll answer for you. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you do. You sure freaking do. And if that's the case, then let's make a deal to reassess those events, those things in your past, and reframe them to be, what did they teach you? What did they teach you about yourself? About what you deserve, about what you want, about your worth, about what's important to you, about human nature? Did it teach you that you'll never settle again? Great. It taught you that. Self-made, not shaped, not unlovable, self-made. Did it teach you that you have an unwavering sense of independence and you can indeed rely on yourself? Great. It taught you that. Self-made, not shaped, not lonely, not a loser. Taught. Did it teach you that you can move on from a massive soul-shattering failure? Great. It taught you that. Self-made, not shaped, not a failure for life. Like, that's how I look at it. That a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year doesn't mean a bad life. Because you get to say taught, not shaped. You get to always be connected to your past, but not attached to it. And that's it. That's my self-made mindset. And I'd love for you to consider it for a moment. Just consider it. Consider it for what it's worth. Perspective. Perspective on how to take control of your mindset to not be a victim, but rather, you know, be the hero of your story. And I kind of LOL as I say that because it sounds cheesy, but I firmly believe this. And I live this and I'm just happier. I'm happy to be able to truly live, do my thing. And at the end of the day, no matter what has happened to me, no matter what might happen to me, that I remain stubborn as hell, committed to being self-made. And yeah, of course, it's a process. And in a bad moment, like something happens, it's easy to let that thing define you. And like I say, that's okay, of course. Give it time. But at the end of the day, if you become resolute in your stance to be self-made, I'm confident that you'll be able to take whatever happens in your life and simply connect to it, let it teach you, and then move on. And that means some great things. That means no more thinking you're unlovable because of a really, really bad relationship. No more thinking you're unrealistic with your passion because you've been rejected time and time again. No more thinking you have nothing to offer because you've felt lonely a lot. No more assuming you're a failure because you haven't found your career yet. It means that you take those moments, those shitty moments, and you say, I am self-made. I'm not defined by them. I am taught by them. And because of that, I know the direction I need to head. I know the decisions I need to make. I know I need to keep my head up because the buck stops here and I am self-made. I am self-made. So that's it. I want to keep this short. I want to keep it shorter than normal. I hope you found this idea valuable, this idea of being self-made, taught, not shaped, connected. I hope it made you think a little bit, being self-made. If you enjoyed this, if it made you think a little bit, I'd really appreciate it if you'd share it with a friend, tell them to subscribe, new episodes Mondays and Thursdays. And seriously, text me. I am absolutely on my text game right now. I answered a couple hundred yesterday. Text me, let's hang out. I'm also going to be releasing some exclusive stuff, music, very soon. And I'll text that out to everyone who texts me and you'll get it first, which is cool. So holler at me. My number, it's in the description, but it's 312-584-4002. And as always, of course, you could check me out on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.